It's time for us to get into Tech Tuesday. One of the things I was just mentioning to Africa just in our throw forward to today's show, QR codes. We need to present those here at the office, for example, and stores all of our information about whether or not we've experienced symptoms. And I think it's quite a, I'm sure many of us have found QR codes to be a really efficient way of storing information or being able to transact. Instead of having to pick up a pen that someone else has touched to write whether or not you've got the sniffles and had a high temperature, you just tap your little QR code. Many shops, online shopping experiences as well, are increasingly allowing you to use a QR code. And of course, our very vaccination certificates are now stored as QR codes, which opens up the likelihood for fraud. And a very interesting note was sent round to me by the guys at Zappa, talking about how in many countries, fraudsters will do things like put stickers of their own QR codes over the prices of others, say at petrol stations. You know, in the United States, they're all self-service. So it's not the nice guy that comes over to you at the speed point. And so you might be able to QR code tap or scan your payment at the actual pump. But if somebody else has put over a sticker there, that money might be going elsewhere. Well, the CEO of Zappa, Brett White, feels as though South Africans are much less exposed to this. But I want to understand this potential for fraud a little bit more. So I'm excited to welcome him for Tech Tuesday. Okay. Brett White, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thanks, Rafira. How are you?
I'm excellent. You're the CEO of Zappa. Tell us a little bit about Zappa.
So Zappa is a QR payment solution. So we are an omni-channel solution, meaning that it works in-store and online, and we work off of QR codes and URLs predominantly. So consumers can tap links or they can scan QR codes to make payments.
And what are some of these risks that are that people are exposed to globally that might not be too much of an issue for us here at home?
Look, I think the QR codes can be made by anybody online. So you can make a QR code very quickly and easily. But, you know, we focus on QR codes for payments, and that includes a lot of specific information about the merchant in the QR code itself. And we have a system that will vet the consumer that is scanning the QR code as well as the, you know, the legitimacy of the merchant behind the QR code. So the system itself has a lot of logic baked into it to ensure that the consumer is who they say they are and that the merchant is who they say they are.
And how
so we have those security measures.
And how do I know as a consumer that the product is what it says it is?
Well, that's the thing. So I think the consumer needs to be wise to the fact that when they scan a QR code for payment specifically, they need to be using an app that they trust. Zappa is obviously one of them, but a lot of the banking apps are integrated to scan our QR codes as well as their own and a few other third-party other players in the market. So, you know, if you're using an application that you trust, typically when you scan that QR code, it is going to show you the name of the merchant that you're about to pay, and you've securely loaded your card details into your application. You should never be prompted to enter your card details on some sort of random website, you know, when scanning a trusted QR code.
We know these from the likes of sort of SnapScan. I hope you don't mind. I don't know if that's a competitor.
No, of course.
I guess I'm wondering, for example, the examples that were raised by your guys about, say, maybe not a petrol price. Like, let's say I'm going to watch the Stormers, right? Because I think this is where fraud could come in now. And then I create my own QR code or steal somebody else's QR code for a vaccine certificate.
Yes.
Right, or my mate just gives me a screen grab of their QR code vaccine certificate. How are systems in place, for example, to identify that there's more than one in the space, or that we've read this one before? And is there more risk to this than there has been with barcodes, which are similarly easy to copy?
Look, a barcode can contain a lot more data than a QR code, sorry. So a QR code is a barcode, but it's just a 2D one. But anyway, let's not get into that. The QR code can contain a lot more data than a barcode can. I can speak to payments. I can't really speak to how the vaccine QR codes are work as far as their system is concerned. But they should have the logic to understand when a QR code has already been scanned within the system and who that QR code belongs to. In other words, there's an identity number that's included in that. So they're going to be able to know. There's a unique identifier in that QR code to know who that QR code actually belongs to. So like in a payment scenario, if someone were to copy someone else's QR code, the consumer must check on the payment screen the name of the merchant that they're about to pay. if they're about to pay a vendor at the rugby game, for example,
yes,
and it says some other random merchant name, it's straight away they need to be on alert to say, well, is this actually the person that I should be paying right now? But to be honest with you, in our scenario, we really don't see any of that. You know, it's not something that has occurred widely. But even then, like I said, you know, the consumer has the tools in their hands to make sure that they're paying who they say they are.
So as with most potential online or tech fraud, as always, you don't just tap and walk.
No,
you must read,
no.
You must check. Yeah, you must
exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. You've got to be on your toes as a consumer. I mean, if you're checking out on a website, you need to ensure, I mean, Zapper doesn't work with the ability to enter contact or card details into a form when checking out online. We scan QR codes online, or you tap on the link when you're in the Zapper and it launches the Zapper app on your mobile phone, for example. So, you know, you're always making the payment from within the Zapper application, where your card is securely stored. And that way we know that you're not entering your card details into a fraudulent website, which isn't secure, that isn't who they say they are. So, you know, we have measures in place to ensure that transaction is safe and secure.
Feel safer already. Thank you so much, Brett White, CEO of Zapper. Have a wonderful morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.